case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Ahoy. Oh, no, that's a different radio show.
You can say it.
Can we say ahoy?
It's a... That was like the first telephonic greeting. Like
I know. Graham Bell wanted everyone to say ahoy.
Yeah, it got written in like the first phone book when it's described... hello, by the way, everyone.
Hi.
When this... I have a lot of useless facts in my brain.
We're getting straight into it.
So in the first phone book, it had like a little section on how to use the phone and like how you should greet someone, and it said you should use ahoy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is bizarre.
Fun fact.
This is a bizarre.
I gave you a fun fact yesterday as well, as there is a myth that capsicums have genders.
Yes. Yeah. We did say one thing yesterday in the podcast intro that we were going to try and get a hold of Bryce from Maths' boss. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, so my best friend was Bryce's boss for a good little while last year, and we're going to ask him what, like, we don't want like the juicy goss or anything like that. We just want to know how you give notice at a workplace that you're going on a reality TV show.
Yeah, we want to know what that conversation is like.
Yeah, so we're going to get Adam on, but unfortunately, because of legalities, he's not allowed to comment on anything to do with Bryce. So, which is fair enough, and we respect his privacy, Bryce's privacy, but you did go on a reality TV show, so, you know.
He looks nervous. That's Bryce.
Well, tonight, the dinner party happens, and there's an exclusive that apparently has a secret girlfriend on the outside. I saw an article.
I just can't deal with him.
I saw an article the other day that was Bryce doesn't know what gaslighting is and doesn't think he is one. What a
gaslighter,
headline.
Denier. Did I send you that TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good.
Oh, yeah.
It's true, though. But
he is.
I don't know who's, like, I feel like watching, I didn't fully watch last night's episode, I just watched like the rehash thingy of the new girl, the princess.
Yeah.
She seems a lot worse than Bryce.
The one that's with the guy that's
bi? No, that's a different one.
Oh,
this is another wedding. She's with the guy that's quite tall, got the tats, got a bit of a haircut, who seems, from what we've seen so far, quite a lovely guy. And she's just like, I'm very picky. I'm like, well, why are you going on Maths, girl?
Exactly. They're not going to...
This is the thing that
people need to know, that they're not going to get exactly what they want.
This is what frustrates me. Like, I'm all about being picky and knowing what you want. But at the same time, then don't complain about being single.
Mm.
If you're not willing to give people a chance because you're judging them on their haircut, then... What are you doing?
There's a comedian called Bo Burnham who does a song. One of the lyrics in the song is like something like, your Prince Charming is right around the corner, but last week he died. Because they don't... Your Prince Charming doesn't exist. The perfect person in your head doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've talked on the show before about my arrowroot biscuit theory. Did I? I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay, recap.
If you didn't hear the arrowroot biscuit stuff. So basically, in your life, people think that they need to get a Tim Tam to be their partner. So someone out there, eccentric, like really fun and like, oh my God, everyone's jealous of.
Yeah.
What in fact, you need to get an arrowroot biscuit. Because if you have like your Tim Tam, too much of it is going to make you feel sick. Where you can eat that much more of your arrowroot and it's fine.
Mm.
So you need to get an arrowroot biscuit. You know they're going to taste good. They are versatile. They may not look as fancy and have as many bells and whistles as a Tim Tam, but it's a good time and you're going to feel safe and secure with an arrowroot biscuit, and that's how you should go about life with dating.
Yeah, you have told me that before, and that's good advice. That's a good analogy.
It got told to me like when I was going through like a bit of a crisis once with boys. Someone said, get yourself an arrowroot biscuit. And it's not like a down...
Greeks,
like,
you're not a good...
It's a rude thing to say, though. I love arrowroot biscuits.
No, they're good. They're great.
I'd eat arrowroot biscuits every day over Tim Tams. As I said, you eat one Tim Tam, you're like, okay, I need to stop.
Mm.
You eat 10 arrowroot biscuits, you're like, maybe I should stop.
Maybe. Anyway, on the show today...
And arrowroots aren't as messy as Tim Tams. I've got so many analogies about Tim Tam and arrowroot biscuits, okay?
You do. We've got Natalie Barr, the brand new host of Sunrise, on the show.
Natalie Barr.
Yeah, we did get it.
Wait, can you do a Barr? Because this thing, we asked her to do a sheep impression. Can you do... I feel like it's only fair if we do them. That's pretty good.
I'm good at animals. What can I say?
No, hang on. That was terrible.
That sounds like a creaky door.
That's really good.
I have a weird, like,
can you do
still.
A dolphin?
I used to be able to. I can't anymore after my voice broke.
That sounded like a phone. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, wait, a phone from the 80s.
Do it again and I'll... Hello, thank you for calling Car FM.
Our phones don't sound like that. Do they?
The phone in the studio have a ringtone.
No, it doesn't. We can actually change our ringtones.
Stop it.
Anyway, yeah, the things you know.
Also, so we found our guardians to our cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, we did.
Kelly and Jamie.
That's right, yeah, for Live with Josh and Maddie.
I feel confident in them. Kelly owned a skeleton named Rona the Boner.
That's right.
Which I love.
And Jamie, who's got my cardboard cutout, she's done stuff like this before, yeah. This kind of challenge out there kind of stuff. So I'm quietly confident.
I'm feeling good. Also talk a little bit about the COVID vaccine, you know, some issues going on with that one and how we... Just take
overreacting.
Overreact, and we take things every day that have a lot worse side effects than what the vaccine does.
Yeah, that and a lot more coming up on the Power FM Daily Podcast here with Josh and Maddie. Enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat.
Good morning. I'm having a stare competition with next door.
I don't know what's going on. It's a miming contest because we've got a glass, kind of like a glass window in between studios here. Whenever there's like miming going on, we kind of got to guess what's happening.
Yeah, so PT, I don't know. You shouldn't know who he is because you should be listening to us. But he's over there waving to us at the moment. And him and I were having a stare off just then before we went on air. Don't ask me why. Just did.
It just felt right.
Anyways, welcome to Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Yes.
Oh, almost to the weekend. It's grocery specials changeover day.
You know what today is for us?
What?
Payday.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about you. I don't know about anyone else, but Wednesdays, like later in the afternoon, is payday, pay time for us, and we get very excited.
Well, it's a good time, especially today's pay, because I've got 2 days' worth of overtime to get paid for.
You do.
Very much looking forward to it. The real question is how much I actually keep.
How much will you get?
How much goes to tax?
Exactly. That's... we'll answer that question tomorrow. We're going to go through your payslip line by line.
I mean, I don't really care, let's be honest. I feel like if I did, people might just go, you guys don't get paid very much.
No, that's right. They go, I thought you were on radio. I thought you get like...
$1 million.
Not at all.
Did you collect the Ooshies last year?
No.
Were you in like the little shops, at the moment it's the Discovery Garden?
No. Never, ever been interested in that crap.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Calling it crap. I was very much into the Ooshies. Only because I'm a massive Disney fan and I was already half collecting Ooshies before the promotion started.
Right. Right, okay.
But in saying that, I didn't know what to do with our collector sets because we completed two of them because we hacked the system.
Right.
And ended up with two. We gave one away as a prize and we kept the other one, but I left it in South Australia because I felt bad taking it. Also, new house, I didn't know where to put it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I ask you this because Coles have now announced their next giveaway thing, and this one is aimed for the adults. I'm calling it the Adult Ooshies.
Adult Ooshies, okay.
Even though it's Coles, so they do Little Shop or whatever.
So they're not like toys or anything, are they?
No. So we've seen a couple of these things happen, like glass containers. They did a knife set once.
Okay. So like, yeah, okay, real adult.
Real adult stuff.
Yeah.
Coles will now be giving away free stainless steel cookware over the next few weeks as part of their new MasterChef collectibles range.
This is great, yeah.
So from next Wednesday, March 24th, shoppers will be able to earn cookware credits for every $20 or more in one transaction at Coles or Coles Online. And you've got to make sure you got your Flybuys card on you because it links into that. And then you'll be able to trade in the credits for one of the 7 pieces in the collection, including nonstick frying pans, a casserole dish, a steamer and a stock pot.
Right. So any idea on how many points each item is?
I didn't find that, but I presume it's a couple.
I reckon it'd be a lot.
But are you going to get involved in this or you're not a Coles shopper?
Well, I'm
though?
Not a Coles shopper.
Either am
unfortunately,
I.
Unfortunately.
And I'm not allowed to get any more cookware.
Some of this stuff, there's a picture here that you've sent me and it looks pretty good.
It looks good. It looks quality.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of the Aldi cookware. And
is that all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Non-stick.
I mean,
like
I don't
20
wanna...
bucks for a frying pan. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's good. I think we got our pan from Aldi as well, actually. I mean, we're talking about Coles. We're talking about Aldi as well. We're talking about all of them. So
well, that's the thing. They can't complain because we're talking about all of them.
Exactly.
At the
equal parts, all of them. I may just for this promotion. Any idea on how long it goes for?
A couple of weeks, I'm presuming. Usually about a month or two they let
I
them
may
run for.
Switch to Coles just for this time. Ooh. I don't have a flybys, actually.
Do you want to borrow mine?
No, but then don't you get the points?
I'll let you go and scan it to get your credits or whatever.
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, now you're having a baby.
Yes.
Very soon. We've been somewhat talking about baby names here and there.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a very big decision. You would have had this with Phoebe, your puppy. I found it a lot of pressure to name a puppy. I don't know how I'm going to go when I have to name an actual child.
Yeah. I don't know. Naming Phoebe was a bit different. We kind of went to see her, meet her when she was like puppy before we actually bought her. And she was really playful and kind of, you know, a little sassy and a little bit, I don't know, crazy.
Goofy kind of thing.
And I was like, she acts like Phoebe Buffay or Friends. And then Eden was like, Phoebe's a good name. And I was like, well, if we buy her, we might call her Phoebe. And then we bought her. And then we called her Phoebe until we got her, and then we just kept calling her Phoebe.
That sounds so much easier than what we went through.
Yeah.
We went through lists and tons of names.
And you named her Molly.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Well, originally I wanted to name her Honey because my first ever teddy bear growing up, her name was Honey. And Molly is like a honey kind of colour. And I was like, that'd be really special to me.
Yeah.
But we had friends that their pet names for each other were Honey. And they said it really weirdly. It was, Honey, can you come? Honey. And I was like, I will just picture that in my head so I can't name my baby.
Yeah.
Molly. I can't call her Honey.
Fair enough.
The reason we're talking about this, though, there is apparently a new trend of baby names. So this might help you pick for your new one. So for a long time, it's been like royal baby names. So Charlotte's been very popular.
Yeah.
Archie has now gotten a couple of more names out there.
Yeah.
Because of Harry and Meghan. But this trend, I've kind of known about for ages, but apparently it's really picking up. Calling your kids calendar-inspired names. And I was like, baby,
baby, baby. No! No!
Some of these are okay, like, for instance, April.
That's cute.
I know an April.
I know quite a few Aprils.
That's kind of all right.
Yeah.
But Grant Denyer and his wife, Chezzy, they recently called their brand-new daughter Sunday.
No, okay.
Yep.
That's a little bit.
Lost you a little bit? May?
May, yeah. May.
What about January?
I just think of January Jones, the actress.
Yeah, June?
June's a name.
Kind of
June's
all right.
An older name.
And
yeah.
August?
August, you could pass.
I think
as
of
a
Augustus
name.
Gloop from Charlie Augustus. And the Chocolate Factory when I say the name August.
Yeah.
But it's a bit more popular now, like this whole idea of naming your kid after
Sunday.
A day. Harry Potter star Rupert Grint, they called their child Wednesday, which I just think of the Addams Family.
Yeah.
When they do that. So you're not on this trend. You're not going to be calling your baby.
I'm
a
probably not going to be calling my baby anything from the year.
What about Friday? Because everybody likes Fridays.
That's true. I like Fridays.
Imagine introducing your baby, like doing the big post on Instagram being like, and here is our beautiful child.
Yep.
Friday.
I feel like Monday and Thursday are the least two human names out of the days of the week.
True. Wednesday. I don't know. Tuesday,
actually. I don't know. I just wouldn't do it.
Wednesday isn't really either. People just think of it is because of the Wednesday Addams.
Saturday, Sunday. I think months are probably more appropriate than.
Mm. What about town names then? Or cities?
Sure.
Because Sydney, Adelaide's pretty popular.
I went to school in Adelaide. I know someone called Dallas.
Oh, Dallas is. I know someone called Oakland.
Yeah. So, you know.
Orlando.
Orlando, yeah. India.
Oh, yeah.
We go countries. Jordan, obviously.
Let's go continents. This is my child, Antarctica.
Hello. Welcome to the family. Turkey. That's not gonna work. I've been giving blood. I've given blood twice since I've been here in Ballarat.
Mm.
I think it was December or November I gave blood, and then I gave blood about a week ago. And the thing with giving blood is it's great. You go to the blood donor center.
You get snacks.
All the guys there are really friendly. Probably not open yet, so they're not hearing this. But you guys are really friendly, really great. Conversations flowing. And the one thing that I did notice that kind of put a bit of pressure on me was the first time I went, there's a little timer on how long it takes you to
take out all the blood.
Liter of blood, yeah. Or however much you give. And the first time I went there, I got it out in like 6 minutes, 50 seconds.
Do you know if that's average? Or well,
the guy who did it said, oh, that's pretty fast. And I went, oh, cool.
Does that mean your heart's just good. Like working extra hard to pump blood around your body?
I have no idea. He didn't seem concerned, so I'm not concerned. he said, oh, that's pretty fast. That's pretty fast. I went, thank you. I mean, what can I say?
I love when you get weird. I got a compliment once that I take a COVID test well, and I was like, I don't know if that's a good...
Thank you.
I don't know how that's meant to go down, but you pumping blood fast is a same kind of realm of a weird compliment.
I was flattered. I was like, well, I'm good at something. Pumping blood.
Hey, Mum, did you hear?
Yeah, I called my mum straight away. Mum, my blood's fast. Anyway, I went the second time about a week ago, and it took 8 minutes, 50 seconds for my blood.
Were you more relaxed this time, maybe? Because maybe the first time were you... without even realizing it, like a little bit nervous, which brings your heart rate up, your blood pressure up.
I was probably, they give you this little squishy thing to pump, and I feel like the first time I was pumping it a lot more.
Oh, okay.
The second time I just kind of pumped it a couple of times every, minute or so.
Oh, okay.
But it kind of got me thinking, I was like, 8 minutes, 50 seconds, why is it slower? Why am I slower this time? And the next time I go, I'm thinking, I'm going to try and go faster than 6:50 or however long I got the first time, quicker. I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if people should encourage that.
I'm sure we can ask. I really want to give blood as well. I don't know if they'll accept mine because I do sometimes have iron deficiency, but I have no idea what my level is at. But I kind of want to join in on this competition because I'd love to go in and do it in like 4 minutes and be like, beat that.
Well, the thing is, Chris, the Chris from the workdays, he went in about a week after me the first time after I'd done 6:50. And I came in and we kind of made a little joke out of it. I was like, I did 6:50. And he's like, well, I'm going in today. I'll see what I can do. And then I looked at the little clock that's on the machine down beside you, but he was watching the clock on the wall.
Yeah.
And he's like, I did it in like 5:50 or whatever. And I was like, what do you mean? You're like, I was looking at the clock on the wall. I was like, okay, hang on. There's an official time right next to you. But you were looking at the clock on the wall. So I don't know whether to count that anyway.
I think the only way to go about this is all three of us go together at the same time.
Okay.
And we make this like an official thing and get one of the lifeblood people to be the judge.
Well, I've got to wait 3 months Chris probably won't be here in 3 months. But we can get the new guy. The new guy, and we can give blood all at the same time and see who's the fastest. Who's got the thinnest blood?
It's a weird competition to be having.
Yeah, it's weird, but I'll take any bragging rights I can get.
Let's just open this 5331031 or send us a message. Can you beat Josh's
6:52? It was.
Oh, okay.
The first time I gave blood, I gave I think it's a liter or however much you give in that little bag.
Yeah.
In 6:52, 5331031. Did you give blood quicker? I would like to know. I don't know if a lot of people check the time. But if you do.
Let us know.
Do you give blood quicker than me?
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
We got a call a little while ago. I'm not exactly sure whether this is still a thing or not, but there were lights out on Gillie Street and Sturt Street, and I just totally forgot to let everyone know. If they are still out,
Flick
us a message. Let us know. Give us a call, 5331031, just to let us know whether that has been rectified yet. But good morning, everyone. Yes. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday.
Or if anything else happens out there on the road, you need to let us know.
Yeah.
Just give us a call. Send us a message. The sun is very slow at coming up at the moment, I think because daylight savings is about to end.
I know.
I get very confused of when it ends or starts.
I don't know.
I just get my phone just automatically.
I don't even know why we have it. Do you know the purpose?
To make the days longer in summer. Is that the purpose?
I don't know.
That's all I've known it as.
I've no idea what the purpose of daylight savings is.
Either way, the sun like usually would come up like very much by this time of the morning, but it's very slow.
Yeah.
It's very weird. More people are experiencing what we experience of getting up in the dark.
Yeah, exactly, which is very bizarre.
Wednesday game of the age gauge is upon us. My turn to be the quiz master this morning.
Yes.
And I've gone with the theme of AFL starting back up tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So we are going to put some stuff in order
Okay.
We are putting in order the clubs of when they were established. So I'm going to give you five teams or clubs.
Oh, God.
And you have to tell me in order of earliest to latest when they were established.
This is going to be a I'm going to get every one of these wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And you get a point for everyone you put in the right spot.
Sweet.
All right. So your teams are Hawthorn Hawks.
Yep.
The Richmond Tigers.
Yep.
Western Bulldogs. Brisbane Lions and the West Coast Eagles. I've even put a little post-it note so you can
write
it down so you can try and remember. So
okay.
Those five teams, put them in order of when they were established.
So number one being the first one, the earliest to be established.
And then number five to be the last.
Okay. I'm going to go,
So you got to think of years that they might have been established, how long they've been around for, and then put them in order of there.
Right. Okay.
I can hear your brain thinking.
There's not much going on there, I'll tell you. Okay, so I've got...
I feel like this would be hard for even, like, the most dedicated sports fan.
I'm going to go... I'm putting Richmond at number one.
Okay, Richmond's the earliest.
Because I feel like they're one of the most popular clubs. You know, AFL super popular in Melbourne. I feel like one of the first clubs to be... created would have been a Melbourne club.
Okay.
So I'm going Richmond number one. I'm going to go, I feel like West Coast Eagles are like recently, like within the last 10 years. So I'm going to put West Coast Eagles at number five.
Okay.
I'm going to put Western Bulldogs at number four.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going like interstate. I'm thinking it all started in Melbourne in Victoria and then it kind of moved interstate. So I'm thinking interstate. Teams maybe, you know, a little...
Later establishments.
I don't know. I don't know what to do about that one.
You've got Hawthorn and Brisbane Lions.
Hawthorn, I think I'm just going to go number two and I'm going to go Brisbane Lions number three. So I've got Richmond, number one, the earliest. Hawthorn, the second earliest. Brisbane Lions, number three. Western Bulldogs, number four. And West Coast Eagles... Number five.
You have gotten 0 out of 5.
I thought you were going to do I had the drone on because I thought it was going
to
be.
Oh, you wanted me to read them out?
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
No, I will still read them out in the correct order.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, the earliest team, Western Bulldogs.
Really?
1877 is when they were established.
Gosh, okay.
Quite some time ago.
That blows my mind. All right.
Next, Richmond Tigers. So you were kind of close in thinking they'd been around for a while.
Yeah.
1885 is when they were established.
Okay.
It's quite some time. Then Hawthorn is next.
Yeah.
1902.
So I got them in the right order, just not at the right time.
No.
Richmond and then Hawthorn. I did Richmond and then Hawthorn two, but just not at the right numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then number four, West Coast, 1986.
1986. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Brisbane Lions. I didn't know this. They're quite a new team.
Okay.
1996.
Oh, all before I was born.
Well,
that explains
a few teams
it.
After you were born.
Is there?
The Suns, GWS. They're the two I can think of at the top of my head.
I don't know if there's any more than them. Anyway. All right, I got to maybe do a bit of research on these teams before we start our tipping competition.
This was a hard one.
It was a very hard one.
I feel like even dedicated sports fans might have struggled with that. If you
people may have been yelling at the radio going, "It's this year." But I'm sorry, I don't care. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. So I'm sorry about that. Oh well, 0 out of 5.
Maybe I'll do it again and I'll give you a lifeline. You can get like a AFL fan on the phone.
I'll call an AFL player.
I doubt they will get it.
Wow, that's offensive. They're really smart people.
They'll get their own club and then none of the others.
Well, yeah, who knows. All right, better luck next time for me.
Now, you've probably heard about some European countries pausing the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yeah.
Because of blood clot fears.
Yes.
And I thought maybe we could talk about this and maybe kind of go into... put some stuff back into perspective, because as if you've listened to the show, I am very pro-vaccine for coronavirus.
Yep.
We have seen previously in the world. I thought that having a full-on global pandemic like COVID would prove to people why we need vaccines.
Yes.
Because this is what happens when we don't.
Yep.
So this whole blood clot thing is coming out, and I understand why people can get a little bit scared over it, but the figures are much lower than would be expected to occur naturally in the general population anyway for blood clots.
Yep.
It's just the fact that people have had the vaccine and have also gotten blood clots at the same time.
Yeah.
Even though...
So they're making that connection just based on the fact
And they're
that...
doing lots of research on it, of course, and they are testing all this stuff. And because of the nature of the pandemic, it's led to an increased attention in individual cases, and organisations are going beyond the standard practices for safety monitoring and, you know, just double-checking everything. And they're also reporting everything to ensure the public safety. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking about this whole kind of thing, because COVID is still a very big issue. We're very, very lucky here in Australia, as we know. But like over in the US and the UK, the numbers are still just insane. I was watching The Project last night, and they said over in the US, if you're over the age of 70, they have the data to prove that you have a 1 in 9 chance of dying from COVID if you contracted it.
Yeah.
That is insane to think about. Mm. And this is why these vaccines are so, so important. And obviously, they have side effects. But a lot of things that we take in our daily lives have side effects.
That's right. And we just accept them.
We just accept it. Mm. You know, I did some Googling. Panadol has side effects. Nurofen has side effects. People can have allergic reactions to them. People can have allergic reactions to anything. Mm. So if someone has an allergic reaction to a vaccine... Like, yes, we're all going to hear about it. I feel like people are getting more scared about that.
Mm.
But you don't get as scared about hearing a kid have an allergic reaction to nuts.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I feel like we kind of just need to bring things back into perspective a little bit. One that was very kind of similar kind of side effects that we're seeing that a lot of women take is the pill.
Mm.
So the pill has a chance of increasing deep vein thrombosis, which is a type of blood clot, which then can then lead to a heart attack or a stroke, and it can also lead to a tiny increase in your chance of breast cancer. But as a female, I did take the pill for many, many years, and I knew that these were the risks. When you go to the doctor and ask to get the pill, they say, these are the possible side effects, these are the risks, and there's even more common ones like mental health issues, like it can cause depression and anxiety and weight gain and all like these other kind of things and mood swings, and we just kind of accept it.
Mm.
You're just like, well, I don't want to get pregnant, so I feel like the pros, cons
outweigh,
kind of thing,
yeah.
So I'm just going to accept these things. And I've known people to get full-on blood clots from the pill, and I still go and take it when I was on it. I'm on a different kind of birth control now, but I was just like, well, I don't want to get pregnant. Mm. And that's the kind of way I'm looking at this vaccine of, like, yes, it's been developed very quickly in some people's eyes, but also at the same time, the research to how it was developed has been going on for years.
Yeah, they had a pretty good starting point.
Yeah,
they?
And we have also got a very, very good Therapeutics Good Administration here in Australia. They wouldn't approve anything that is not safe,
yeah,
as far as I'm aware. And I know there's a little bit of up and down, but I think we've just got to bring things back into perspective sometimes. And, you know, we're in a pandemic and everything's just heightened. But if you're scared about getting the vaccine, go and look at the side effects on any other medications you are taking right now. Kind of think, well, pros, cons, this is where we're at. So I just wanted to talk about it. I know it can be a bit touchy for some people, but I think bringing, you know, looking at the bigger picture sometimes is a little bit more important than focusing down on these tiny little details that, yes, can be very scary, but at the same time occur naturally anyways. And there's a lot worse ones. I don't know if you've ever been and seen like a, they don't really happen here in Australia as much, but over in America especially, they do ads for like medicines and medications and stuff like that. And half of the ad is the T's and C's of the possible side effects.
Yeah.
And it is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's like a pill. It's like, this will help you with, like, I don't know.
A sore leg.
And then it's like, possible side effects include dying. And it's like,
what?
Okay.
Is a sore leg worth dying?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And people take it. They're like, okay. Because they have to put out these possible side effects. But So I thought I'd just bring it up. And because I think that helped me a little bit. Because I was like, oh, blood clots. Oh, here we go. Then I was like, hang on. I took a pill for 5 years that could give me that.
Yeah.
And I didn't blink an eyelid at it. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's different. Every human will react to the vaccine a different way.
Yeah.
The majority, like, I'm going to say 90% of people will have, I reckon, minimal to no side effects because it's been so well tested.
Yeah, and the thing is, people are like, oh, it's only 90% effective. The flu vaccine isn't that effective.
Yeah, yeah.
But we still get it because we're like, oh, it's going to help, so we may as well get it. So it's very frustrating to see people kind of comparing things that don't really need to get compared.
Yeah. Well, I will be taking the vaccine.
I'll be taking it.
As long as we're eligible. We will be last, though, because we're healthy, young people.
Yeah.
We have one show playing on the screen, the TV behind you, one morning show every morning, and that show is Sunrise.
Yes. And obviously the hosts have changed around. Sam has left after many years, and a shift in movements in the desk has made Natalie Barr move right into the middle of the couch now.
That's
next
right.
to Koshy, and she is hosting, and she is joining us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Josh and Maddie, thanks for that nice intro.
Oh, you're welcome.
I got to say, when I found out you were taking over, I was very happy. I was very excited. Because I hope this doesn't, I really don't mean offence by this, but I grew up watching you on Sunrise, and it just kind of, I don't know if that, is that offensive to say? I don't know. That's flattering to me, I think.
Just means she's had a nice, long-standing career.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. Hey, whatever, I'll take what I can get. Yeah, I've been on the team as the Sunrise newsreader for 18 years. My nearly 20-year-old was 18 months old. So, yep, I'm that old. But I'm thrilled to have the job. So.
Now, obviously, you have taken on a new role of hosting rather than doing the news reading. Did you hesitate at all when they offered you the job, or did you just go, no, this is perfect?
I didn't hesitate as in I didn't want the job, but I am sort of a little bit daunted with my excitement.
Right.
I guess that's the best way of putting it, because it is front and centre. There's more attention, you know, lots more radio interviews and just a lot more sort of, you know, pressure, I guess.
Yeah.
In the middle. So I am aware of that. And that's not my natural habitat. I sort of like being, you know, step back, step to the left. That's fine with me. That's why I've been in the same job for, you know, 18 years happily. So I just have to sort of, you know, step up and get used to it.
Do you have, before you go out on air every morning, do you have like a tradition or a ritual that you do? I know some people like put their left sock on first. I don't know why, but do you have anything like that?
Not really, but I do set my alarm for exactly the same time every morning at 3. I get up, I make a coffee, I drink my coffee literally driving to work. I sort of do exactly the same thing every day. I go to bed at 7:30. I'm probably asleep by 8:30. Like, I think breakfast TV is probably like, you know, breakfast radio. Any shift type of work, you do exactly the same thing every day and
yeah.
get used to it. It was harder when the kids were little because they just wake me up all night. Now they're teenagers, one's at uni. So they don't really care what time I go to bed. I'm always in bed earlier than them.
Now, it's your birthday on Friday, almost a perfect day because mine's on Saturday, so a little bit annoying. Do you have anything planned? What are you hoping to get from Koshy as a present?
No, I'm not a big celebrator of birthdays. I think I never have been really, even when I was younger. So my mum's actually in town. You know, the borders were closed. You may have noticed, and I'm from WA, and so we haven't seen each other for about 15 months, so this is the first time we've seen each other for that long after COVID, so she's here, and that's really nice, so we'll probably go out for lunch, and then we've got a big dinner on Saturday night, so just spending time with family is really nice nowadays, isn't it? Even more so
yeah.
than it was, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Now, we were saying you've moved from the news desk to the middle of the couch, so you've got to be a little bit more like spontaneous and fun. So, Natalie Barr, give us your best sheep impression.
Yeah, I've never been asked that before.
Well, that's why we're here. We're the show first.
That surprises me because it is your last name is Barr. But as I said, you're meant to be more spontaneous and fun now that you're not behind the news desk. So let's hear it. I'm keen for it.
Sure.
Love it.
Yeah, love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Am I fun now?
Yeah. You've always been fun in my eyes, Natalie. Don't listen to her.
Well, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. It's Josh and Maddie here on the Power FM Brekkie Show. Ballarat, the sun is rising. A beautiful day expected today.
Yes. How good was yesterday? Like, in the morning, it looked like it was going to be a bit of a meh weather day. And then
turned amazing.
By, like, 10:30, it was beautiful outside. I was getting sunburned, so I needed to move out of the sun like
That's
a smart
right.
person.
Today was an especially good day for me and Eden yesterday because we have a house.
I know. After how many applications?
Woo!
That peaked just then.
Yeah! I don't know. I just feel like yelling because it's been a six-month journey.
It's been a process.
Applying and applying and applying. I don't know, hundreds of applications.
Yeah, I do have a question for you, though. I haven't looked at what house you're going into. Mm. Is there room at it for our trailer?
No.
That's a no.
Probably not.
Damn it.
But you know what? Griggs is more than welcome to come and do it like a backyard party and, you know, set up his gear and just leave it there.
We did at our house. We had a permanent nightclub set up in our back garden.
That's cool. Like, that's
we did
cool
it for
thing.
Our birthday last year. This is the thing. So for my birthday last year, I was like, I want to have a rager because COVID was starting to kind of happen.
And I want one last hurrah.
Pretty much. Yeah. And so I said to him, just pull out all the gear that we have, set up all the lights. Yeah. And I said to him, but don't spend any money. Don't buy new lights. What did he do?
Went and bought new lights.
Bought 6 new lights. And I was like, excuse me, what do you think that you are doing? Like, I appreciate it, but this is not necessary.
Exactly.
Racehorse or Rose.
That's right, yeah.
And the weather is looking good for the races this Saturday.
It is.
Mostly sunny in 24.
That's right. We get a few people call up. We've done this a couple of times, and it's always been a guess because they sound very similar.
Well, this is the thing. So today's name is Loud Attraction. Is it a Rose or a racehorse?
That's right. So I have no idea. So we're going to go to the phones. Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Hi, it's Chandler.
Hi, Chandler. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. So we are playing Rose or Racehorse to win tickets to the Avoca Autumn Races. Loud Attraction. Do you think that is a Rose or a racehorse?
It is a racehorse.
So you sound very confident in that one.
I don't even know, actually. Usually you tell me the answers, but I don't know.
It is a racehorse.
Oh,
congratulations.
Well done.
First one through. You are going to the Avoca Autumn Races this weekend, Chandler.
Perfect. Thank you.
You sounded very confident. Do you follow the races?
Yeah.
It actually won me a bet.
Oh, what?
So Loud Attraction. Are you going to name your firstborn child Loud Attraction now? Because not only did it win when you money at the races, it's won your tickets to the races.
It could make a nice middle name. I don't know.
Like Jamie Loud Attraction, whatever. Yeah, good one.
Well, congrats once again.
Thank you. I just want to
live. Power FM's Live with Josh and Maddie. Thanks to Harvey Norman.
That's right.
In case you haven't heard, we are giving away $1,000 with some help from Harvey Norman. And to win it, all you had to do was register and get picked to be a guardian of our cardboard cutouts. And you got some challenges to do. We've been sifting through the applications over the past couple of days and 2 finalists have been chosen.
That's right. We've got one of them on the phone right now. Kelly, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Now, you entered in to our Live with Josh and Maddie competition, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, I've just got your entry here. It said that you have some experience purchasing a skeleton in lockdown. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, why did you purchase a skeleton in lockdown, may I ask?
Well, I've got 3 kids and I was stuck at home because I had an ankle reconstruction the 3 days before lockdown. So, you know, I needed something to entertain us all. So Rona the Boner came to live with us and was part of the family.
Okay, and so you think having a skeleton will translate to being a good guardian to a cardboard cutout?
Absolutely. We made sure that the skeleton, you know, ate dinner with us and did yoga with me and,
good.
You know, all that good stuff.
So good. You're not going to be scared to take the cutout out and about with you or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Well, I think you have passed the quick little test. Kelly, congratulations. You're one of our 2 finalists to live with Josh and I.
Sweet.
Shall we give Kelly the option to choose which cardboard cutout?
Yeah, do you want to pick who of us you want?
Because I won't be offended, Kelly.
Either will I.
That's like asking me to pick which child's my favourite.
Do you have a favourite? No, don't say that on air. I don't want them to... They may be on their way to school or something. I don't want them to hear this.
I'm going to take Maddie.
Yes! Kelly and Maddie joining forces.
All right. Okay.
Well, congratulations once again. We will be in touch a little bit later on this morning to tell you how to come pick up me and take it around and what your first challenge is.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries.
All right. That is our first contestant.
Yes. So Kelly is on Team Maddie. So obviously the next person we call is going to be on Team Josh. Shall we give them a quick ring?
Let's give them a call right now. I'm really nervous. Oh, Oh, hopefully they pick up.
Hello, Jamie speaking.
Hello, Jamie. It's Josh and Maddie here from Power FM. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
We're good. Thanks. Now, we saw that you entered into our Live with Josh and Maddie competition.
I sure did.
Now, we're going through all the applications and stuff at the moment, and yours stood out to us because you said that you've had experience with doing this kind of thing before. You had to go to Lowe's and use the mannequins as 10 pins?
Yeah, sure did, yes. My niece and I took part in the greatest international scavenger hunt the world has ever seen, which is done by Misha Collins from Supernatural.
Right.
We were doing little silly adventures like that.
So were there other challenges that you had to complete apart from the Lowe's one?
Yeah, we sure did. We did beekeeping. We had to go back and do something from our childhood that we enjoyed, which for me was hula hooping with massive hula hoops. All this sort of stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of crazy.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it really does. So I feel like your resume seems to be full of qualifications.
You're quite qualified for this, don't you think?
I completely agree.
So would you be interested in being the guardian to Josh's cutout for a couple of weeks for a chance to win a grand?
That sounds excellent.
Awesome.
Well, congratulations. You are the official guardian of Josh. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Now, I'm counting on you, okay? Because
I won't let you down.
Between you and me, I want my person to win, okay?
Well, I want my person to win.
I know.
I want Kelly to win. No offence, Jamie. I want Kelly to win, okay?
We're biased to our own cardboard cutout captor, but that's fine. That's fine.
Why'd you call it a captor?
I don't know.
Kidnapping us.
I don't know. But, Jamie, I believe in you. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm actually so excited.
Okay, fantastic, Jamie. I feel good.
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Hot or nap time this morning.
That's right. No fence sitting. It's either got to be hot or not. Shall I go first?
Sure, go for it.
That was really dramatic.
It was.
Having pets sleep on top of you during the night. What do you think?
3, 2, 1.
Not.
So I do let Molly sleep in the bed with us.
Mm-hmm.
However, she cannot sleep on top of me, mainly because I'm a rough sleeper.
Yeah.
So she needs to be in her little spot on the bed. Usually she has to be within touching distance of me.
I say this because this morning I woke up with a cat sitting on my head.
It's very warm.
There was a butthole like 2 inches from my mouth.
This is true. Yeah.
And you know, I love that Isla. She's beautiful, very sweet, cuddly. She just wants to be around you. She just wants to, you know, be with you.
Yeah.
But be with me to the side of me.
Yeah, that's what we've trained. We're like, Molly loves to cuddle on top of you, but she knows when it is sleep time, she's in her own spot unless you invite her on top of you for cuddles.
Yeah, same as Phoebe. All right, what's your one?
Tinder having background checks on people you match with.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Why did you say it like that? You're like, oh, I'd love a background check.
Because the reasoning behind this is actually pretty cool. So
I'm hot as well, by the way.
Okay, so Tinder is introducing you can now do background checks. It's like going to be second half of 2021. Basically, they have teamed up with a non-for-profit background checking platform called Garbo.
Okay.
And basically, when you swipe, you'll be able to perform quick searches on the matches using just their name and phone number. So things that could come up are stuff that are on public records. So crime,
okay.
Any like marginalized groups that they are part of.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the stuff that people wouldn't come out and say, like straight up, so someone who's been convicted of a crime,
yeah,
things like that, or a part of something that's, you know, QAnon,
yeah,
things like that. And so you can do this quick little background check and be like, okay, cool, they're not a serial killer. Great.
Don't you think that that person should, is that taking away their power of telling that person?
If it's on public record, though.
I know, but would you?
There's nothing stopping anyone from doing it in the first place.
But would you, if it wasn't being offered to you?
Probably not, to be honest.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't know. Oh, well, Tinder, good luck.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.